During the 8 years in the White House with President Barack Obama, Michelle Obama became a singular fixture on our cultural landscape and an iconic role model for many. WNYC's Rebecca Carroll reflects on the meaning of Michelle as part of our series, The Obama Years, The View from New York.
Please join me in welcoming our nation's next First Lady, Michelle Obama.
The minute Michelle Obama rolls up to the podium at the 2008 Democratic National Convention, wearing that mint green dress, hair laid to the gods, with her trademark poise and ineffable ease, it's quite clear that she did not come to play. Honestly, when she rolls up anywhere, it's pretty clear she did not come to play. She shows up to engage, to deliver what might as well be straight intellectual activism. Every time, right up to the end, like during this commencement address in 2016 at the City College of New York in Harlem.
And that is how all those infusions of new cultures and ideas, generation after generation, created the matchless alchemy of our melting pot and helped us build the strongest, most vibrant, most prosperous nation on the planet. Right here.
An alchemist might be one way to describe her, but she's also an unparalleled role model, relentless in her efforts to impress the importance of self-confidence onto young girls.
If I worry about who liked me and who thought I was cute when I was your age, I wouldn't be married to the President of the United States today. So
I hear that vibrant confidence in her voice, and I marvel at the thought of how my own little brown self would have been influenced growing up with Michelle in the White House. As a black adoptee in a white family, I was surrounded by anti-reflections, inundated by unremitting standards of white beauty. My fifth grade teacher, who was mean anyway, made sure to let me know that I was less than all the others. "Very pretty," she said, "for a black girl. Most black girls aren't that pretty." I can't imagine that Michelle would internalize the comment the way that I did. She couldn't have and then still gone on to become who she is and to withstand such insane public scrutiny. Because you know what she does with public scrutiny? She turns up.
Turn up for what?
She parodied Lil Jon's hit, Turn Down for What, with a turnip. And it went viral. She danced to Uptown Funk, she shimmied with Jimmy Fallon, and she rapped about college.
FLOTUS on the track.
Southside Chicago, we all know we had to do overtime every night to make it tomorrow.
Michelle Obama's sense of self is distinctly rooted in humor, tenacity, and resolute blackness. She's the embodiment of what black American writer Zora Neale Hurston meant. She wrote, "I love myself when I am laughing, and then again when I'm looking mean and impressive." Michelle Obama is a civil disruptor with a radical kind of benevolence, like at the DNC last summer when she took the stage and within seconds changed the entire tenor of the room.
How we insist that the hateful language they hear from public figures on TV does not represent the true spirit of this country. How we explain that when someone is cruel or acts like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high.
And it would all be an act if it wasn't. Some might even argue that this is precisely what politicians do and who they are. Polished, well-prepared, articulate, unflappable. But Michelle Obama is not so much a politician as she is a manifester, the hyper-spectacular incarnation of a black woman unbound. It would be easy to trot out that strong black woman stereotype here, as many did at the start of Obama's presidency. She talked with Oprah about that recently.
When you were labeled that angry black woman, was that one of the things that knocked you back a
bit? Well,
that
was one of those things that you just sort of think, dang, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you just sort of feel like, wow, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
What Michelle Obama did as First Lady of the United States was take the strong black woman stereotype and laugh, then kick its ass, and then tell it to move on out of her way. You see, Michelle Obama has no use for stereotypes. It's that full immersion, that gratitude and integrity regarding her blackness that represents, to my mind, the most appreciable reason that Barack chose her. I might be less inclined to be so bold in my presumption about why the President of the United States loves his wife, if not for the deep well of empathy I have for the younger Barack Obama, the Barack in his book, Dreams from My Father. Obama writes, "I was trying to raise myself to be a black man in America, and beyond the given of my appearance, No one around me seemed to know exactly what that meant. Well, Michelle Obama knew what that meant.
When people ask me whether being in the White House has changed my husband, I can honestly say that when it comes to his character and his convictions and his heart, Barack Obama is still the same man I fell in love with all those years ago.
I myself had every intention of marrying a black man. That was the mandate. He would eclipse any and all remnants of an identity shaped by the white people I was surrounded by growing up. It didn't end up that way for me because ultimately you love who you love. And also, if you're black, turns out who you marry doesn't make you any more or less so. But I understand and recognize that Barack Obama could not deny himself the company of Michelle, a woman who loves herself and her blackness when she's laughing and then again when she's looking mean and impressive.
At last, my love has come along.
WNYC's Rebecca Carroll. This story was adapted from the book The Meaning of Michelle, a collection of essays edited by Veronica Chambers. Our series, The Obama Years, The View from New York, continues Monday with a conversation between Brian Lehrer and Andrea Bernstein on the mood of New York and how it has changed from 2008 to 2016. That's Monday on Morning Edition.
Yeah.